T-Biz Podcast delivers tea news that you need to know. A recap of the week's major headlines with commentary and cultural trends hosted by Dan Bolton. It is the voice of origin for tea professionals and enthusiasts worldwide.
Tea nourishes and inspires. It is an ancient plant-based medicine that simultaneously heals and energizes the body as it soothes the mind. Making fine tea is a blend of artistry and craftsmanship. The $200 billion tea trade is fundamentally local, yet exerts global influence, employing millions to enhance the well-being of all. Hello, everyone. Here are this week's headlines. Reciprocal tariffs could begin as soon as April. China tea exports in 2024 rose in volume, declined in value. And researchers recommend intercropping legumes for tea quality and soil health. Plus, salvaging USAID's ongoing tea projects. Dismantling USAID, the U.S. Agency for International Development, has disrupted every project dedicated to improving the tea sector worldwide. The full impact remains to be seen as stakeholders assess the long-term consequences of the U.S. policy shift. USAID has ongoing projects in 130 countries, including India, Nepal, Bangladesh, and Sri Lanka. The USAID East African Mission is based in Nairobi, Kenya, and oversees projects in Tanzania, Malawi, and Rwanda. Their status is unknown. Since USAID Public Relations no longer responds to media queries, we are compiling this information and sharing it globally via the T-Biz blog and podcast. Reporters at news outlets are documenting the impact on health, disaster, and refugee relief to focus attention on the plight of these programs, which may lead others to assist. Listen to our commentary later in this program to learn how to help T-Biz identify tea-specific agricultural programs in jeopardy. In memoriam. Inayat Akbar Ali, chairman of the Akbar Brothers Group, has passed at 88. He co-founded Akbar Brothers Tea in 1969 with his two brothers, both deceased. Akbar Brothers was at one time Sri Lanka's largest tea exporter. More in a minute, but first this important message.
What happens when businesses along the tea supply chain get together and support women and children in tea communities? The Mother and Child-Friendly Seal for Responsible Business is creating long-term positive impacts, making your cup of Ceylon tea all the sweeter. Learn more at srilanka-motherandchildseal.org.
Reciprocal tariffs could be levied as soon as April, according to U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. The proposed tariffs, announced on February 13, apply to all goods and will be levied at the same rate as duties charged for U.S. exports. Tea tariffs are generally high in tea-producing nations to protect domestic growers. In the West, many trading nations extend most favored status or have signed free trade agreements, like the USMCA treaty between the U.S. and Canada, and the recently negotiated Mercosur Free Trade Agreement between the European Union and South American exporters. Once ratified, Mercosur will result in a 90% reduction in duties on industrial goods, saving European exporters 4 billion euros annually. EU duties on agricultural exports from Mercosur countries, including tea, coffee, and mate, will be gradually reduced by 82%. Secretary Lutnick estimates tariffs could generate approximately $700 billion annually. He said this revenue is intended to eliminate the U.S. deficit, reduce interest rates, and stimulate economic growth. Lutnick also mentioned plans to abolish the Internal Revenue Service, IRS, and replace it with an External Revenue Service to collect revenue from these tariffs. The U.S. will initially target India, the European Union, Japan, China, and South Korea due to their significant trade surpluses and higher tariff rates on U.S. goods. Chinese tea suppliers currently pay tariffs equal to 17.5% of the import value, a rate that could rise as high as 60%. India currently levies 100% basic customs duty, charges an integrated goods and services tax of 5%, and a social welfare surcharge of 10% on tea imports, more than doubling the cost for importers. The rates apply to both green and black teas, whether flavored or not. India, Vietnam, and the European Union have initiated conversations with the Trump administration. Vietnam intends to increase imports of U.S. agricultural products to mitigate potential trade tensions. India is likely to adjust tariffs lower since the U.S. presents no threat as a tea-producing country. Larger firms may establish local presence in the U.S. through partnerships or joint ventures to circumvent tea barriers by processing and packaging tea in the U.S. If the U.S. imposes tariffs equivalent to those levied by major tea exporting nations, wholesale tea buyers could face increased import duties, resulting in price increases on imported teas. Implementing such widespread change will likely shift global supply chains to markets with more favorable trade conditions. India and Sri Lanka could see reduced demand in the U.S. Specialty retailers and wholesalers could experience margin compression due to higher import costs and a shift in consumer purchasing to locally sourced herbal teas and blends with minimal quantities of imported tea. According to China customs data, tea exports last year grew to 374,100 metric tons, generating $1.42 billion in revenue, a decline of 18.4% compared to 2023, when tea exports totaled $1.74 billion. The average export price per kilo declined sharply by 19.8% to $3.80 per kilo in 2024. Seven of China's top 10 trading partners in 2024 paid less per kilo for Chinese tea than in 2023. China held a 14.2% revenue share of the global tea market in 2023. That share increased slightly in 2024 to 14.3%, indicating the stability of China's position as the top tea grower and second largest tea exporter by volume behind Kenya, which mainly exports black tea. Green tea accounted for 87% of China's total volume at 324,000 metric tons and generated $1.07 billion in revenue. Africa remains China's most crucial tea export destination by volume, with a total export value of $59.8 million in 2024, while the United States remains the most lucrative. China exported 173,700 metric tons of tea to five African nations in 2024. The tea was valued at $59.8 million. Prices, however, averaged $3.44 per kilo, that's $3.44 per kilo, indicating bulk sales of inexpensive green tea. Morocco alone accounts for half of the African total at $24 million, averaging $3.01 per kilo, the lowest price among African trading partners. Ghana was second with imports of 38,600 metric tons of both black and green tea, mainly for blending and mass consumption. Exports to Ghana totaled $15 million, averaging $3.98 per kilo. Mauritania, Senegal, and Algeria also rank among China's top 10 export destinations. Tea exports to the U.S. surged in 2024, accounting for 9.6% of total U.S. tea imports, making the U.S. China's eighth largest tea trading partner by volume. Chinese Customs reports that exports to the U.S. rose 37.5% compared to a modest overall increase of 1.8% by volume. Tonnage increased to 11,855 metric tons. Value grew by 9.4% to $6.1 million, Meanwhile, the average price of $5.20 per kilo fell by 20.5% compared to 2023. The average price per kilo indicates American preference for specialty and premium teas rather than bulk commodity tea. Green tea, organic tea, specialty oolongs, and powdered tea account for the premium. Chinese tea exports to Russia top shipments to the U.S. at 16,784 tons, but Russia paid an average of $3.50 per kilo, totaling 5.87 million to rank sixth by value. Russia imports mainly black tea from China, brick tea, and lower grade loose leaf teas. Business Insight. China was one of America's top tea trading partners in 2024, but a likely outcome in 2025 as tariffs increase to at least 17.5% and possibly 60%. China retaliated last week with levies on oil, gas, and farm equipment after the Trump administration made good on its threat to collect duties on $450 billion worth of Chinese goods. The Chinese tariffs are 15% on coal and natural gas, 10% on crude oil, and a small number of trucks and sedans shipped from the U.S. to China. It is unclear how reciprocal tariffs will be applied to Chinese tea imports, but it seems unlikely that there will be another flood of Chinese imports in 2025. More likely, a drought. TBiz correspondent Rupa Goswami filed this report on a study published in Horticultural Research that reveals that intercropping tea with legumes like soybeans and Chinese milk vetch significantly improves soil fertility while boosting key quality compounds in tea leaves. Conducted by scientists at Nanjing Agricultural University in China in collaboration with Wilfrid Laurier University in Canada, the study explores the impact of intercropping legumes with tea. The findings suggest a compelling alternative to chemical fertilizers, which have long been the industry standard but pose environmental risks such as soil degradation and water contamination. When Chinese milk vetch is plowed back into the soil during a peak flowering period, researchers observed a notable increase in the quality of essential tea components in nearby plants. Amino acid levels in tea rose by 6.9% and soluble sugars increased by 54.6%. Additionally, when milk vetch was applied for a month as green manure, the amino acid content in tea plants saw another boost of 9.1%. And soluble sugar levels surged by 34%. Amino acids are crucial for tea's umami flavor, while soluble sugars enhance sweetness and aroma, key factors in premium tea production. The increase in these compounds suggests that intercropping improves soil health and elevates the sensory profile of tea, making it more desirable in high-end markets. Dr. Xuzhun Zhu, a lead researcher from Nanjing Agricultural University, stated, quote, "Our study clearly shows that intercropping leguminous plants with tea enriches the soil and enhances tea quality. This practice offers a sustainable alternative to chemical fertilizers, fostering ecological balance and delivering economic benefits to growers," end quote. Moreover, the microbial communities in intercrop tea plantations showed increased diversity and complexity, particularly in bacterial and fungal interactions, he said. The researchers highlighted that soil pH, nitrate, nitrogen, and available phosphorus played crucial roles in shaping microbial ecosystems, contributing to healthier soil and better nutrient absorption by tea plants. Business Insight. The practice of intercropping tea with legumes presents a win-win scenario for the industry. By adopting this approach, tea farmers can reduce their dependence on chemical fertilizers, promote biodiversity, and cultivate richer, more flavorful tea. As the demand for high-quality and sustainably grown tea rises, This research may pave the way for a new era in tea agriculture, one rooted in nature's solutions. Next, Arvinda Anantharaman in Bengaluru reports on this week's India Tea News.
India Tea News for the week ending 21st February 2025. Bit of a quiet week here in India. First flush has yet to start. In news, Kangra is looking at the West Bengal model for tea tourism. Kangra's tea planters have been calling for friendlier policies to make their tea estates financially viable, with tourism being top of the list. And media reports say that the Himachal Pradesh Chief Minister, Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu, has recently announced that the government was making efforts to boost tourism, and tea tourism was very much a part of it. And they would be studying the West Bengal tea tourism model, where 15% of the land on the tea estate can be used for tourism and allied business activities. Kangra's planters have said that driving tourism will help generate greater interest in tea and support business, which, despite a rich history, has struggled because of its distance from Kolkata, the tea hub. Kangra has a strong green tea making tradition with still standing China bushes. And with 15 estates, about 1,500 small growers and 11 bottle factories, producing 1 million kilos annually, Kangra's tea industry needs a substantial roadmap to stay the course, and tea tourism would well be that addition. In other news, we are following up on what's happening in Darjeeling. And after last week's news of protests and opposition to West Bengal's policy changes related to tea, the state government has called a meeting on 24th February, Monday, that's Monday, in Kolkata. The state labor minister, Maulik Gathak, will convene the meeting, and it's expected to include representatives of the tea planters associations, including the chairman of the tea board, representatives of planter associations like the Association of India, Darjeeling Tea Association, and the Small Tea Growers Association.
And now, a word from this week's sponsor.
Hello, I'm Bogdan, a passionate tea drinker and the inventor of the ultimate tea machine, the Brewmaker One. Preparation is key to making fine tea. Sequential steepings deliver the best taste possible and unlock the true value of whole leaf teas and botanicals. Brew automates that process without using any pots or capsules. This simple-to-operate smartphone-controlled device stores steeping profiles to consistently make great tea at the push of a button. Brew also reduces time, waste, and energy. That's because I engineered the brew to remember control settings for temperature, brewing time, and quantity. Using my patented process lets you stack steeps simply and conveniently.
Dismantling USAID, the U.S. Agency for International Development, has disrupted every project dedicated to improving the tea sector worldwide. The full impact remains to be seen as stakeholders assess the long-term consequences of the U.S. policy shift. USAID has ongoing projects in 130 countries, including India, Nepal, Bangladesh, and Sri Lanka. The USAID East African Mission is based in Nairobi, Kenya, and oversees projects in Tanzania, Malawi, and Rwanda. Their status is unknown. Since USAID Public Relations no longer responds to media queries, we are compiling this information and sharing it globally via the TBiz blog and podcast. Reporters at news outlets are documenting the impact on health, disaster, and refugee relief to focus attention on the plight of these programs, which may lead others to assist. Listen to our commentary later in this program to learn how to help TBiz identify tea-specific agricultural programs in jeopardy. "1% for the planet" is a popular pledge by almost 5,000 socially conscious ventures in 110 countries. Collectively, these businesses have donated more than $708 million to environmental organizations of their choice. USAID, the U.S. Agency for International Development, embodies this spirit. Coincidentally, its budget amounts to about 1% of federal spending, with taxpayers donating approximately $40 billion annually to make the world a better place. Since 1962, USAID staff and contractors have operated a network of resident field missions in low-income countries concentrated in South America, Africa, and Asia, continents that produce most of the world's coffee and tea. Sarah Charles at Coffee Intelligence writes that USAID projects initially focused on increasing production, but recent initiatives emphasize sustainable agricultural practices. In coffee, USAID works primarily with smallholder growers who received $45 million in support from 2020 to 2024. Tea projects during this period received an estimated $25 million targeting poverty reduction, capacity building, and sustainability. President Trump, on his first day in office, suspended foreign aid for 90 days. The Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, has since consolidated USAID within the State Department, which he said could lead to the suspension or elimination of programs, projects, or activities, closing or suspending missions and posts, closing, reorganizing, downsizing, or renaming establishments, organizations, bureaus, centers, and offices, reducing the size of the workforce at such entities, and contracting out or privatizing functions or activities performed by federal employees. He added, quote, "This is not about getting rid of foreign aid," end quote. "There are things that we do through USAID that we should continue to do," he said. The mission to advance a free, peaceful, and prosperous world remains, but USAID is now dismantled, with all but 250 of the 10,000 member staff fired or furloughed. Freezing funding has interrupted clinical trials, halted the delivery of perishables, and led to the recall of thousands of staff from offices in 60 countries. The abrupt termination of USAID's programs disrupted systems dedicated to the tea sector worldwide. The full impact remains to be seen as stakeholders assess the long-term consequences of this policy shift. USAID has ongoing projects in 130 countries, including India, Nepal, Bangladesh, and Sri Lanka. The USAID East Africa Mission is based in Nairobi, Kenya, and oversees projects in Tanzania, Malawi, and Rwanda. These projects are essential for training, sustainability development, smallholder support and health, and environmental resilience. An immediate task is to inventory and report the status of tea sector projects. USAID Public Relations cannot provide details, so we are compiling this information and sharing it globally via the TBiz blog and podcast. That's www.t-biz.com. Will you help TBiz identify tea-specific ag programs in jeopardy? Reporters at news outlets globally are documenting the impact on health, disaster, and refugee relief, focusing attention on the plight of these programs, which may lead others to assist. Examples in tea include a USAID-supported incubation center to boost agroforestry innovation in India, a five-year program launched in January with the Indian Institute of Technology at Guwahati. The pioneering TOFI, Trees Outside the Forest in India, promotes agroforestry innovation, helping India accelerate rural economic growth and climate adaptation. USAID Mission Director for India, Dr. Stephen Olive, said at the program's launch in January, quote, "By integrating AI and emerging technologies, we are creating pathways for sustainable livelihoods while protecting the environment." The status of this program is unknown. Consider also the India Yash product with Amalgamated Plantations Private Limited, APPL, and four other tea estates to increase awareness and availability of contraceptives for women ages 15 to 49 in eight of Assam's 31 districts. In India, 56.6% of women of reproductive age who are married or in a union use a modern method of contraception or have a partner who does. In Assam, where one in five people work in tea gardens, The rate is 45%. The program has provided information to more than 6,000 tea garden workers. Status unknown. In 2024, the Nepal Collective was awarded a $1 million USAID grant to enhance the livelihoods of tea farmers in Nepal, offering training in smart agricultural practices. Founder Nishal Benskota hired 3 staff members and explained their progress in assisting local growers during the year-end investor meeting. Fatefully, the meeting was held on February 13th, shortly after the Trump administration announced that virtually everyone at USAID would be terminated the following day. Nishal writes that, quote, "We have an ongoing project to empower 1,000 farmers towards climate-smart agriculture and create a demand for Nepali origin tea and other botanicals. We received less than 1/3 of the funds. Everything is up in the air now. We have made so many investments in people and other resources to really make an impactful project, but we are really struggling now to think about how to move forward." End quote. Will you help TBiz share details and status on USAID projects by commenting, resharing, and replying to our post? Together, we can spread the word and make the assessment comprehensive. Intrigued by what you heard in today's podcast? Would you like to learn more from our global network of TBiz journalists and tea experts? Remember to visit the TBiz website for more comprehensive coverage. That's www.t-biz.com. Thanks for listening. Farewell till next week.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.